Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and God bless you. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving day with your family and friends. And today is Friday, November the 25th, 2022. Amen. Amen. My word of encouragement, joy to the righteous. Coming from Proverbs 21:15, Amplified Version, it reads, "When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, the upright, in right standing with God. But to the evildoers, it is dismay, calamity, and ruin." Proverbs 21:15, Amplified Version or King James Version. Amen. Amen. Do you ever wonder why the bad guys always seem to get away with everything? It feels like there's no justice at times. Crime rates continue to rise. Evildoers get away with all sorts of mischief. Politicians scheme and plot behind our backs. When will they pay for what they've done or don't do? Oh, but when justice does come, when you get your day in court or you're exonerated from a crime you didn't commit, what sweet relief floods over your soul. Finally, someone sees the truth. True justice brings peace and joy to the one who's suddenly off the hook. Now think about the evildoers in this world or around you or in your social gathering. They live to create chaos. And when they get justice, time in the penitentiary, for instance, it brings dismay, calamity, and ruin. They're devastated and often surprised at the outcome. Why? Because as the Bible clearly mandates, justice will ring. No matter what you're standing for and believing today, just know that God will shed his light on it. You can count on it. And when he does, when justice comes, it will be a joy to you and the others who've been believing with you. Amen. Lord, I won't give up. I keep standing and believing until justice comes. Shine your light, I pray. Amen. Those are my words of encouragement for November the 25th, 2022. I'm Sister Faye. God bless you. Have a continued weekend. Be safe in your shopping. We know that a holiday is coming up, Christmas. Those that do celebrate it and those that don't. And just be safe and watch your surroundings. And also I pray for those that were shot in mass shootings and all. My granddaughter and my niece. My granddaughter was shot in her leg. And my nephew, his leg was broken. Surroundings of certain situations that had occurred. They are both doing fine. My nephew just got out of surgery yesterday. They had to put pins in his needles. My granddaughter, she's at home recovering. And she's fine. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. God bless you. I'll be back with another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you. Keep it safe. Keep it real. And love one another. Amen.